This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in reply to Skeptic Overview number 17. I'd like to start by congratulating those in the Final Eight. I mean, they are all excellent podcasts, and I am rooting for each and every one of you, and I consider it an honor to have been included among you. I mean, made my night. When it started out, I was thinking, man, there ain't no way, because, you know, it starts out with magic, then goes to Yarkofen, and I'm going, man, I'm up against some tough competition. But I'm rooting for every one of you. Whoever wins, I'll be hooting and hollering for you. SO started talking about the dearth of posts. Dropped down to 2,200 a day. When I heard that, I was thinking, 2,200 a day? Man, there are sites out there that would kill for that. Still, I think it's just the calm before the storm, because once the TV show hits, then you're going to start seeing it, the site appear in magazines and in newspapers as whoever, you know, whatever network it's going to be on will have to push it. And, it will get a lot of review, at least for a little while. Even more review if the TV show takes off. Then, you know, the calm before the storm, and that's an understatement, you know, because we will be competing. Even us old-timers will be competing to try and keep up. There's changes in the air, and I like that. I like change quite a bit. Oh, I look forward to the coming thread and topic on racism. It's long overdue that it was addressed. But, you know, it has been discussed. It does come up on the boards here and there. And I've participated in some of the conversations. Usually, I tell them my point of view on it. I put out that I believe that there is only one race, the human race, and we're all in it together, whether we like that or not. And on, you know, more than one post, you know, people have come back and said that my ideas, you know, had no basis in reality. They are based in a utopian world, you know. They don't deal with the world we live in. And that may be true. You know, it may be true. But that's not going to stop me from saying it. Because, I mean, it's an idea I have. It's something I believe. And Albert Einstein, I believe it was Albert Einstein, said that if something doesn't sound, you know, completely absurd in the beginning, then it has no hope. So I got Albert Einstein on my side, so all those naysayers can go neener, neener, you know. And I don't know, maybe I'm just planting a seed. Because, you know, a seed, once it takes root, nothing, not even a slab of concrete, can stop it from reaching for the light. And so, you know, I say it whenever I can. There is only one race, the human race. And we're all in it together, whether we like it or not. I don't know about the haters, why they must feel the way they do. Hate is a poison to the soul of the person that is doing the hating. It robs them from a chance to grow towards light, love, you know, a better understanding. I mean, hate isn't something that you just say, okay, I hate. I mean, hate has to be nurtured. It takes time out of your day. You have to figure out why you hate. I hate them because this. I hate them because that. You have to come up with excuses. You have to have the energy to preach it, to try and spread it. And if you're going to try and spread it, then you have to dwell on it. And that is just wasted time, at least in my opinion. Because we all, I believe the majority of us are moving in a different direction. And, you know, I hate to condemn them. I feel sorry for them. I wish they wouldn't, you know, be like that. And maybe someday they'll change. I pray for them. I hope they will. Still, I just wanted to say this was an excellent podcast, SO. And I look forward to the next. I also look forward to the thread on racism, because I will be contributing. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi. Good night.